hallelujah. Raise a laugh and soon you'll find you're losing that frown. A smile will spread all over the town. Don't give in, try and grin. Don't be like a passport photograph. Come on and meet Ted Ray. Here, take your troubles away.
And raise a laugh.
Ted Ray.
Why, that's nice applause. I hope I can live up to it. Thank you very much, boys and girls. I'm glad the fog's cleared at last. What a shocking experience I had last week in the fog. My goodness. I was working in a suburban theater. The band hadn't even turned up. You know, it was so foggy I couldn't see the audience. But I gave my act just the same. Not a laugh. Not a titter. When I came off, I said to one bloke, that's the last time they get me down to the Hippodrome Croydon. Is it Hippodrome? This is the aerodrome. You know, lots of people think being a comedian is dead easy. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got where I am today through hard work. I studied for 3 years with Sir Laurence Olivier, 2 years with Emlyn Williams, and finally 2 weeks with Phyllis Dixie. I learned more in 2 weeks from Phyllis Dixon than the 5 years alone. Do you love animals? I do. I love animals. I bought a St. Bernard dog once, complete with a little bottle of brandy. As a matter of fact, I only bought him for the brandy. The first time I let him go out, he came home with the bottle empty. So he looked so mournful and sad, I filled it up with brandy again and sent him out again. Back he came with the bottle empty again. I thought, I'll put a stop to this lark. So that night, I filled the bottle with castor oil. Yes. Do you know my next-door neighbor had to have 3 weeks off from work? Serves him right. Serves him right. He's a swanky bloke. Very swanky type. You know, I don't like those people. Do you? Stuck out in Ireland. He bought his wife a fur coat. Supposed to be mink. Some mink. She put it on to walk through the woods and two ferrets tried to drag her down a hole. You know, getting near Christmas, I thought I'd try and fatten up a few chickens because I couldn't get my hens to lay. So a friend of mine told me to put a couple of china eggs in the nest to sort of give the birds the idea, you know, encourage them. I didn't have any eggs, so instead I put under two of those wooden balls you use the coconut shy. It worked, too. Every time one of my hens lays an egg, instead of clucking, she stands up and yells, Timber! I went to the big film show last week. Oh, wonderful night it was. And afterwards, who was the man they called for? Elfie? Gregory Peck? Ed Ray. That's who they wanted. Can you blame them? I had the key of the gentleman's cloakroom. Which reminds me, folks, reminds me you've got to be very, very careful these days talking about keys. I hope all you people here tonight locked everything up before you came out. Remember that. Be very careful. I did. I locked all the windows, and I shut the door with a patent pick-proof lock. Now, no one can get in without the key. And I've got that right here in my inside pocket. I've got it right in my left hand. In my right. Is there a burglar in the house?
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. But with my woman, toil for my kids, wet till I'm wrinkling gray. While the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you know I'm finding tears all in my eyes? Send down that cloud with the silver lining, lift me to paradise. Show me the river, take me across, and wash all my troubles away. Like the lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Tired and weary of pain. the morning, out on the job. Work like the devil for my pay.
But the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm finding tears all in my eyes? Send down that cloud with a silver lining, lift me to paradise.
Show me the river, take me across, and wash all my troubles away. Like the lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Just roll around heaven all day.
Just roll around heaven all day.
Thank you. Next week, the boys and girls will sing. They laughed when they saw me in my shorts, but when I bent down, they split. Isn't it strange the way things happen? Little things over which you have no control. They call it fate. When someone else controls things for you, they call it state. But have you ever sat down at night in front of the fire and looked at the runners for tomorrow's big race? What do? Pick the winner out with a pin? Why not use a fork and pick out the first three? No use tempting fate, folks. No use at all. Thinking of lifeguard, Black Dandy, Cracker Jack.
Ted, darling, are you all right? How do you feel?
Dearly. Now, I wonder if he'll win.
Ted, can't you hear me? I'm speaking to you.
Then why don't you say something, dear?
Oh, I think I'm talking to myself.
Oh, that's a very bad habit, dear, bad habit. Now, I must do something. I always like five bob on the big race, you know.
Ted, darling.
Short skirt. That should be well up in front.
Ted Ray. There.
Kitty, you snatched my newspaper.
I know, dear.
You shouldn't do things like that, could you?
Only when I'm ignored, dear.
Then give me back my paper.
Oh, so now you're shouting. Well, that won't get you anywhere.
No.
No.
Then give me back my paper.
Now, that's better. Mm-hmm. Here. And listen to what I say next time. Ted, you've gone and crossed those knives again.
Oh, Kitty, those silly superstitions, for goodness sake.
But it's so unlucky, darling. That means I'll have to kiss a strange man.
You'll what?
Well, that's what my dream book says.
Dream book? What have you been reading, Hansard?
No, dear. But there it is, and you're the only man I've ever kissed.
What are you doing now, bragging or complaining?
Darling, you see, it's like this.
It's like nothing at all. Nothing at all. Superstition? Fiddle. Listen to me, my dear. I'm going to give you a shock. Today's Friday the 13th. You know what I did? I walked under three ladders, fell over a black cat, broke my shaving mirror, and had lunch with my umbrella up. And nothing's going to happen to me. Touch wood.
Oh, fine. Now look what you've done. You've spilled the salt.
I know what to do. I throw it over my left shoulder.
Oh! Teddy boy, that was right in my eye!
I'm sorry, Nelson. I was throwing salt over my shoulder.
Oh, no! But you don't have to throw the cruet as well.
Stop moaning, Rumble Tummy. What are you doing downstairs anyway?
Well, I came down for a drink of water.
What, in your pajamas?
No, in a glass. I want a biscuit as well. I'm starving. Ooh, I had a terrible dream. I dreamt I was a waiter at the Lord Mayor's banquet.
Ah, I should have thought that you'd have enjoyed that.
Well, I would have done, but... Well, they sent me out for fish and chips for Mr. Shenwell.
Well, Oh, you poor dear.
Old Nelson's been for the same. He goes to the pictures to see Dorothy L'Amour and Betty Grable, and then he comes home, goes to bed and dreams about cowboys and Indians.
Tell me, Nelson, was the Lord Mayor wearing his chain?
I don't think so.
And how did he keep his trousers up?
That dream means you're going to be unlucky.
Yes, you're going back to bed without biscuits. Go on, scram.
Whoa, you're rotten lot!
You know, Ted, I think there's quite a lot in dreams. It says so in my dream book.
Dream book? Is that the book you got for saving 100 packets of tea?
Oh, go ahead. You can laugh. 2 nights ago, I dreamt about the desert song. And yesterday, a horse called Red Shadow won a race.
He's so excited he can't even tell me about it. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Wonderful. Today, I rode on a trolley bus, and thousands of other people did as well. But we didn't all back trolley bus to win the 3 o'clock race today, did we?
No, darling. But I did.
Why do you mess about with things you know nothing about?
Well, I dreamed about trolley bus, and I sent Nelson out to put the money on it.
Oh, that's very funny. You sent Nelson to put the money on.
And it won.
It won. It won? How much did you put on?
5 shillings. It won a 12-to-1, so I won £3.
Wait a minute, Kitty. Mm-hmm. Now, you put on 5 shillings, and it won a 12-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
You won £3. Mm-hmm. You won £3?
That's right.
That's a clever girl.
Well, thank you, dear.
Don't mention it, darling. I'm in a good mood again. Ah, and you do all this by dreaming, eh? And the big race is tomorrow.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Feeling sleepy, dear?
What, at 9:30?
Oh, but it's past midnight in China, dear.
Well, what's that got to do
with it? Well, you'd have to start dreaming. We've got a big day in front of us, dear.
Oh, but Ted, perhaps I won't dream.
This is a fine time to stop dreaming. There's a big race on tomorrow.
Well, I just can't be sure that I will dream.
Can't you, dear? Don't you worry now. Just you look down this list of horses and make sure you get the names right. Eh? I'll go and get you some hot milk and pickles.
Yes. But, Ted, there's such a lot of horses. I might dream they all win.
I don't want the dream of all win. I just want... Just the winner will do.
Yes, but, darling, look, suppose I do dream. I may not remember what I dreamt about.
That's all right, dear. Just you dream out loud. I'll sit up all night with a pencil and paper.
But, Ted, really...
Now, off you go, dear. Off you go. Just wait till Mr. Piddington hears about this.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Kitty, did you say something?
Wonderful. I...
Don't wake up. Don't wake up, darling. Just speak to me from the other world.
Rubbing. Rubbing.
That's right, dear. They're rubbing the horse down. Now the name, dear. Get the name.
Turkish. Turkish?
Never mind the cigarettes. Never mind them. Horses, dear. Horses. Get back to the horses.
Yes. Perspiration.
And is it?
Perspiration.
I know, I'm covered in it. Go on.
My dream. My dream.
Your dream? What about my dream? I give up a date with Ingrid Bergman for this all-night sitting.
It's...
Yes. Oh. Kitty! Don't leave me. Kitty, think of the future.
It's...
Kitty! Speak to me! Speak to me! Speak to me! Well, darling, they'll be running the race now, and Sam Higgins said he'd phone me the results.
Yes, but Ted...
Don't you worry, darling. You gave me the horse. Slimming diet. That's it. I've had 5 pounds on us, 100-to-1.
But I didn't.
Oh, yes,
darling.
You did. Turkey bath, perspiration, slimming diet. 5 times 100 is 5. 5 times 100, 500 pounds.
Yes.
That's it. 500 pounds. We'll be able to buy ice cream all next summer.
Oh, Ted. Ted, I certainly hope it wins.
Wins? It's a third, dear. It's a third. Oh, there it is. I'll answer it. Don't worry.
Hi.
That'll be Sam. Hello, Sam. Well, slimming diet. That's the one, Sam, yes. 500 smackers, Kitty. What? Sam? But... Sam? Oh, Sam. Sam? Not in the first place, Sam? Oh. Yeah. All right. Goodbye, Sam. We lost here.
Yeah. But, Ted, darling, I didn't dream about a horse called Slimming Diet. I dreamt that Mother was on a slimming diet.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Then you know what's happened?
What, Ted?
Your mother and I both lost 5 pounds.
Oh.
We bring you melody from out of the sky, my brother and I.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob and Alf Pearson. We tell our story this week with a Twilight Medley.
Dusk and the shadows falling, o'er land and sea. Somewhere a voice is calling, calling to me. Velvet the sky, ghostly the roses glow, sunset still burns out in the bay. High overhead glimmers the evening star, and my love is so far away. Do I miss you? Do the flowers miss the sun? Like flowers, I miss the sunshine too. Do I need you? You are still the only one. I love you, I love you, I do. In the evening, when the purple shadows fall, I realize how lonesome one can be. Do I miss you? Why, everyone can see you're the whole wide world to me. And sometimes in the twilight gloom apart, the tall trees whisper heart to heart. From my fond lips, eager answers fall, thinking I hear thee. And in the evening, when the purple shadows fall, I realize how lonesome one can be. Do I miss you? Why, everyone can see you're the whole wide world.
And now we present Ted Reyes, George, the man with a conscience. We find George nervously standing on the mat outside the office of his boss, Mr. Rivers. George has finally plucked up enough courage to go in and ask for a ride.
Mr. Rivers, I wonder, could I just come in and ask you...
Uh-huh.
Could you, Why, say, they're good, aren't they?
Yes, a fellow sends them to me from Paris.
Aren't they smashing?
He's a beauty. Wait a minute. You're not supposed to see these. Come on, what do you want?
Well, sir, the cost of living has gone up.
Well, don't tell me, tell Cripps.
And another thing, look at the price of cigarettes.
Well, what about it?
Well, it's getting above me, Mr. Rivers, and I've been here 6 months now, and...
Well?
Well, I can't manage to make ends meet.
Oh, so you want to leave us, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, 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 Mr. Rivers, no, no. Look, I'll tell you what, I'll go out and come in again.
No, come here, lad, come here, it's all right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I know what you've come to see me about.
You too, sir?
Yes, yes. You've been very patient, lad, but don't worry, tomorrow your ship comes in.
It does?
Aye. Now get down to Southampton and meet the good ship, Cinco Edmund.
What for, sir?
Well, George, the police have reason to believe that someone has been bringing in forged notes on that boat.
Gosh.
And if you can find out who's doing it...
Yes, sir?
You can come and ask me for a ride.
And will I get it?
No, but you can come in and ask me.
Oh, well. Here I am at Southampton. Oh, I'm a bit scared.
George.
Yes, Conscience?
You get this story, it'll make you another Hannon Swaffer.
Hannon Swaffer? Who's he?
The Danny Kay of Fleet Street.
Oh, shut up. I've got to get down to the docks.
Excuse me?
Yes, old lady?
It's no use going to the docks tonight. It's all closed. Jump on, my landlady, and I'm off home.
Oh, could you put me up for the night?
No, I'm plenty vacant rooms.
Oh, I see you're full up.
Yes. On the top floor, I've got Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and they give me 15 shillings regular every week.
Ah, you're making money out of the Joneses.
Yes. Mm. And on the first floor, I've got a Mr. and Mrs. Thompson.
How much do they pay?
They give me 25 shillings regular every week.
Oh, you're making money on the Thompsons.
Yes, but yes. On the ground I've got a Mr. and Mrs. Nut, and they never give me a penny.
Oh, you're not the only one who's losing money on the ground, Nut. What am I going to do? Hey, taxi! Taxi!
Yes, come.
Do you stop at the docks?
Well, if we don't, there'll be a hell of a splash.
Oh, I say, that's very good. Will you take me there?
Well, wait a minute. Oh, are you an American?
Why, no.
Then you can walk. I'm not taking off 7 overcoats to change off a crown.
George.
Yes, Conscience?
Get over there towards those lights. That must be the waterfront.
Oh, yes, okay. And look at this man with the Admiral's uniform and the gold braid. He must be the ship's captain.
It's in all parts the latest British film, The Bank Manager Saw Red.
Oh, isn't it the docks?
No, sir, it's a picture house. 3 and 6 seats for a shilling. 1 and 9 seats for a tanner. 9 penny seats, 2 jam jars.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Who are you?
J. Arthur Rank.
Well, here I am at last, at Dock Gates.
Yeah. Where do you think you're going?
I'm looking for the zinc ointment.
You've come to the wrong docks.
But listen, Bosun.
Hey, Sidney. Here's another one. He's trying to get past the gate. Isn't he, Sidney?
Yes.
Be reasonable, Chief Petty Officer.
Oh, no. Flattery don't get you nowhere. We've heard it all before, haven't we, Sidney?
Yes.
But isn't there any way I can get in?
No way at all. For the last time, positively now.
Oh, I say, oh, look. There's a pound note coming out of my wallet.
Oh, yes. It's gone right into my hand. How long are you stopping?
About 3 hours.
Oh, then you'll want 10 bob change. Here you are, matey. In you go.
Hey, are you going in without giving me anything? Yes.
I mean, yes. Well, anyway, I'm in. And here's the wharf. It's deserted. No, it's not. There's a woman gazing out to sea.
Dr. Summerskill looking for Snook.
Be quiet. Excuse me, madam. Who are you?
Crystal Jolly Bottom yourself.
What are you doing here?
I'm the last of the G.I. Bride.
Well, can you help me?
No, I can't. And I'll thank you to take your elbow out of Miss Starsman's stride.
Don't be like that. I'm only asking for information.
Well, I haven't got any.
Come on, tell me and I'll give you a kiss.
Stop it! Oh, look! You're dribbling down the Gettysburg Address.
Will you listen to reason?
No, I won't.
Come on!
Stop it! Oh, your national health glasses are sticking into me Boston Harbor.
Tell me, woman, where is the ship I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Oh, tell me. Oh, do tell me. You're lovely. You're lovely. Standing there in the fog, you look like a statue.
Oh, well, you're not going to take your liberty with me.
Oh, please, please, you're my last hope. Where is the SS Zinc Ointment?
Oh, Oh, you should have seen. Well, it's at the end of the jetty.
Thank you.
Oh, and young man.
Yes?
Tell the captain that the old tarpaulin sends her regards.
Why do they call you the old tarpaulin?
Because I cover the waterfront, you soul spot.
Foggy here. Oh, it's so foggy. I strike a match on this boy.
Foggy, what's that thing you're doing?
It's your own fault. You shouldn't bend down. I'm looking for a ship called the Zinc Ointment.
Charlie?
Hello. What is it, Ingrid?
There's a geezer here looking for the Zinc Ointment.
Well, tell him to try the chemist.
Here, you sling your up, then I can sling mine.
Why, what are you doing?
Charlie!
Hello.
This geezer wants to know what we're doing.
Tell him we're unloading Algerian wine.
But I thought we sent all that to Germany.
We did, but they won't have it either.
Hey, you.
Who are you?
I'm a police officer on the track of a forger, and we're picking up all suspects.
I'm no suspect. I'm a newspaper man. I'm looking for a ship, the Zinc Ointment.
Well, come with us. We're going aboard now. Here she is. Follow us up the gangplank.
Okay.
Oh, so here you are, officer. It's about time, too. Where have you been?
Who are you?
I'm the captain of the Zinc Ointment.
Blimey, you're in our store.
I suppose you've come about the forged pound notes. Well, it's nothing to do with me.
Excuse me, Captain.
Yes, Hatchaway?
Well, I'm going ashore for a loaf.
Yes, certainly, certainly.
Does he work here?
No, no.
Well, why is he balancing a green lamp on his head?
Because he's my star boarder.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, that's quite enough. That's quite enough. Now, come here, you.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll cover the galley and the ship's hold. You go down that passage and see what you can find.
Aye, aye, sir. Isn't it dark in here? I can't see where I'm going.
You ought to be in Parliament.
Hey, you.
Yes, sir?
We found him.
What, the forger?
Yes, he's in this cabin. Come and get your story.
Yes. Is that him? I've seen that face before.
I should think you have. This is Sir Armandbury England.
Sir Armandbury England, the famous banker.
Get two more bankers and you'll get your drawers up.
Oh, turn it down. What are you going to do with him?
We're taking no chances. We're putting him in chains. Get the chains on, Captain.
Yes, yes, sir. Now let's all give him a round of applause. Oh, bravo! Bravo!
What's that for?
We're clapping him in irons!
What I can't understand is this. There's the printing press, but no pound note.
Armandbury England, what have you done with the money?
I gave it to a fellow named Burney.
That's all very well, but you haven't been wasting your time, Mr. England. Look at all these dud half crowns you've made.
That's enough. We've got all the evidence we need. Armandbury England, you're under arrest.
Just a minute, officer. You can't arrest Mr. England.
Why not?
Well, look at the date on these half-crowns. 1952.
What's that got to do with it?
England's forging ahead. That's all for this week, boys and girls. How that old clock does go round. We'll be with you again next week, when once more we'll help you to...
Raise a laugh, raise a laugh. Don't be like a passport photograph.
Gloomy days soon will pass. Come on, folks, raise up your glass.
And raise a laugh.
You've been listening to Ted Ray and Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewitt, Bob and Al Pearson, the Bows and the Bells, Fred Yule, Peter Sellers, Patricia Hayes, and Leslie Perrins. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black. The program was written by Eddie McGuire and Ted Ray. Production by George Innes.